Amen. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much for that. It's been a while since I've heard bell ringers, so it's excellent. I appreciate that so much. I have a good Sunday that I came, Pastor. Thank you so much. Peace and grace, my brothers and sisters in Christ. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? That's what I like. I send you greetings, my friends, also on behalf of Bishop John Scholl. But again, what a pleasure it is for me to be here on your Laity Sunday. Pastor, did I bump somebody who was scheduled to preach the word today?
No.
If I did, I apologize. But I'm grateful for the opportunity, my friends. I miss preaching, right? Ugh. That's one of the bad things about being a district superintendent. I do not get an opportunity to be in a pulpit every Sunday, nor do my responsibilities allow for that to happen either, because of the different things that I have going on. But what an opportunity to be able to gather and worship with you on this Laity Sunday and to share a word with you. So I thank you, Pastor, for the invitation to preach. It means a lot to me to be able to share the word and to be in this awesome worship time with you. You know, when I served the local church, I loved doing preaching series, right? Pastor, do you do any preaching series? Excellent. So y'all dig preaching series? You get them? Do you like them? Oh, well, I don't know. Do you all like them?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Excellent. They're wonderful opportunities for us to engage in scripture and relevant themes that engage us in a prophetic word over a longer sustained period of time. So it's exciting. It was always exciting for me to get in that as a preacher and for the congregation. And it also then led to incredibly creative opportunities and components from the worship experience to things like small group experience or Sunday school mission opportunities, ways that we could extend the word that is proclaimed on a Sunday morning into the remainder of the week and into the entirety of our life together as the Church of Jesus Christ. So each year, you know, I had fun creating a preaching series based on the year's annual conference theme. So that was one thing that I always did. So that's another thing I miss not being able to do. Because, you know, it helps us remember our connectional nature of our life together as United Methodists and how we are called to live out the bishop's challenge and vision, you know, for the local church and the communities in which we all live and play and serve. So, again, that's something that I miss doing. So I decided to share my reflections this fall based on this year's annual conference theme in any place that I'm invited to preach, as well as in my monthly newsletter piece, and I even wove it into the church conference theme. So I was able to work it. So this morning I'd like to spend some time on this year's theme of annual conference. Who attended annual conference from this church? Pastor, you're a lay member to Oh, excellent. And do y'all remember what last year's theme was? Fish. That's right. I gave a good clue on the cover of the bulletin, right? Yeah. Thank you. It was fish. And the key verse came from John 21:6, which is a resurrection appearance, which was read wonderfully this morning, where Jesus was giving some words of direction to his very frustrated fishermen disciples. And remember he said, and this is one key verse, verse 6. He said, throw your net on the other side of the boat and you will find some. Fishing all night, not catching a single thing. Jesus, this person on the shore, you know, they're not probably sure who it was, said, throw your net on the other side and you will find some. I find that to be such a provocative image of what it means to cast your net as a disciple of Jesus Christ. You know, there's a scope and a power to that image of casting your net, right? So if you look at the cover of your bulletin, just take a quick peek at that again, right? I think it's a powerful image that talks about the beauty and the work of such a calling. And what it means to cast your net. It kind of pulls at my heart. And so this morning, I want to lift up three key points that I think Christ has for us to consider today as we begin a new season of casting our nets for Christ. Amen? Right? Not casting our nets. Not cast our nets. Not that. Casting our nets. Cast our nets. The first point, my friends, is that we are all called to do this. We are all called to be fishers for Christ. Amen?
Amen?
Each of us is called to cast our net into the world to reach others in the name of Jesus Christ. So now how we do that, you know, and where we do that is as unique and different as every single one of you in this room today, and as unique and different as all in each of the 65 churches that are a part of Northern Shore. Each of us lives, works, plays, and goes to school within a different context. So there are countless ponds and lakes and streams and oceans to fish from. And we all have God-given gifts and skills and talents and opportunities to cast our net into a hurting and needy world. Right? We heard that in this morning's prayer. Right? And what John shared and what you lifted up for some of your concerns. But we all have the power of the Holy Spirit that enables us, you know, to cast our nets wide over and over again to keep fishing for those who are in need of the love and the hope and the joy that comes in and through Jesus Christ. So all of us, my friends, indeed, I think, are called to, you know, to lean out over the edge of whatever boat that is holding you safe. And again, I encourage you to look at the picture. I love this image. Lean out over the edge of whatever boat is holding you safe and secure, whether it is this church or your home or your school or your job, to lean over and work that calling that God has given you to fish. To fish for men and women, to fish for young and old, to fish for rich and poor, to fish for our neighbors and our coworkers, to fish for family and strangers. Go fish. Cast your net. That's the first point. All of us are called to do that. The second point for us fishers is to consider today, is to know what you need. Fishers need to know what they need to get the job done. Amen?
Amen.
I've always had a special joy with fishing because my grandfather was a fisherman. That's my Papa Jack. My Papa Jack worked in New York City. He painted buildings and did different kinds of work. But when he retired, he moved to Ocean Grove, just a little bit north of here, exit 100 off the parkway. And and when he retired, he and my grandma, became a fisherman. He just loved to fish. So one of the greatest memories I have of my Papa Jack was watching him work a line off the Ocean Grove fishing pier, which is no longer there, watching him do that. You know, and it wouldn't just be off the pier, because my grandpa could fish anywhere. Right? He would fish off the surf, off the beach, off the jetty, and occasionally on a party boat from the Belmar Marina. Every location, though, required different equipment. Every time he went out fishing, there was an assortment of bait he would need and take with him. There were different skills associated to where he was going to fish. And I tell you, man, he was good at it. Everywhere my Papa Jack dropped the line, he'd catch some fish. My grandfather would take each of us 7 grandkids along with him on occasion, and we learned so many incredible life lessons. It was a gift of presence, you know, presence of his being, of just being with him, that revealed the love of a grandfather and the power of patience. You know, I think that's the greatest thing he ever taught me. Patience. And you know, Pastor Gayoun, I don't have a lot of patience. I'm not good at it. So I gotta keep working at that one. But boy, it was an important lesson. My grandfather cast his net in so many ways throughout his lifetime. And he caught fish that were a meal for his family, and he reeled in his grandkids with the sport and fun of surf fishing. but wound up giving us far much more than a fish fry on Saturday night. Cast his net of love and wisdom, catching each of us in a special way that made us feel unique and special. So, you know, no one knew that my grandpa shared his fish with many people around the grove. A folk whom he knew were experiencing some difficult times. So he'd stop by with some fresh flounder or an occasional snapper, and he would chat over a cup of coffee with them, just shooting the breeze. And then he'd leave enough fish, though, for a couple of meals for these folk. Now, my Papa Jack was a fisher for Christ in ways that I know made a difference over his 100 years of life. So friends, you know, as we cast our net for Christ, we have countless opportunities and contexts in which we can make a difference. Do you believe that?
Yes.
What fishing equipment do you need to get the job done? What fishing equipment do you need? Where will you cast your net or drop a line this week? And what would that look like? For every place that we hope to fish, every context in which we seek to serve as disciples, different equipment, an assortment of bait, and unique skills will be needed. So here's another question. Who are the ones that can teach you how to fish? Oh, how about that? Your Sunday school teachers are doing a pretty good job of it right now. Amen? Who are the ones who can teach you how to fish? Because, you know, catching youth is different than catching empty nesters. Do you feel me on that? Amen? Right? How you reel in, you know, summer visitors here in Manahawkin, you know, what kind of equipment's needed for that? What bait do you use? What skill sets do you need? And who can teach you those things? You know, another angle to think about this is, who can we take out on an adventure sharing that gift of presence, that gift of love and patience as we teach them how to be fishers of men and women? Who do you need to take out with you on a fishing expedition? Amen? So God calls us to cast our net, and part of our job is to acquire the skills needed to set ourselves up with equipment and knowledge of how to become awesome fishers for Christ. So this is why we worship each and every Sunday. This is why we attend Bible studies and have Sunday school. You know, this is why I believe I heard that 10 of you did the Appalachian Service Project. Amen? And this is why you have youth group and the United Methodist men and the United Methodist women who I had a ball meeting with at the annual dinner. This is why you have baptism classes, new membership opportunities, and vacation Bible school. And this is even why we hold a church conference every year. Yes, even church conferences. Because at our conference, we vision for the ministries of our church. We set goals, we elect leaders, and you approve ministries and budgets, all of which are tools, equipment to fish for Christ. And this is why the Greater New Jersey Annual Conference has launched some resources that include coaching and PACER or cohort groups for learning, Team Vital to help churches cast a vision for the future, and communities of hope. All to fish for Christ and to cast our nets into a hurting and needy world. You know, my grandfather's last fishing trip was when he was 99, and he, along with three of us grandkids, and we chartered a very small boat and we stayed in the Shark River Inlet. Papa Jack caught the largest fish that day, I kid you not, still schooling us grandkids on how to fish, how to maintain our equipment, and to treasure all the small gifts of life, love and family, and patience for the work we are called to do. Papa Jack, again, what a blessing in my life. Taught me great many things. And I want to encourage each of us to remember to cast our nets, to drop a line, to keep up with the tools, the knowledge, and the skills that we need to be fishers of Christ. And I encourage you to invite someone to fish with you. That's the second one. A third and final lesson from Christ as we are casting our nets is to ask ourselves this question. Who are we hoping to catch? Now think on that one for a minute, right? Who are we hoping to catch? You know, my friends, we have a wonderful opportunity. I have shared this statistic before, but I'm going to share it again because it's awesome. An opportunity represented as United Methodists because 64% of all our households in our district, which include Monmouth and all of Ocean County, right? 64% of all households have no religious affiliation. 64%. So that means for every 10 houses that are within a 2 to 3 block radius of this church or where you live, 6 out of 10 households have no church that they call home. 6 out of 10 of your neighbors have no place to feel the love, grace, and hope of Christ. 6 out of 10 families are fighting and trying to figure out how to live life in this world that is crazy and upside down without the support and encouragement of a family of faith. 6 out of 10 of your coworkers or your classmates have no place to grow in ways that will transform their lives forever by being part of something that is bigger than they can ever imagine. This is why we cast our nets. Amen. The mission field is right on the same street in which you live, each and every one of you, and it is right here in this neighborhood. Cast your net. You know, just yesterday at our first Super Saturday church conference events, and Pastor Gayoun, we had 28 conferences done in one day. Praise Jesus. I still have energy. I'm amazed. But we offered a cool workshop that was entitled Evangelism in Context, unpacking what it means to invite others into a relationship with Christ, either for the very first time or as an ongoing and ever-deepening relationship. You know, this happens through kind of 3 key ways, right? Witness, which is individually or corporately, but it also happens through creative and inspiring worship opportunities and through service and outreach, where we tangibly bring the love of Christ into the lives of others, into community. So where is God calling you to fish? Who are you planning to catch? What will you do, my friends, when you bring in that haul? Right, so when visitors come, what do you do with them? We have to ask ourselves these questions over and over again. Where is God calling us to fish? Who are we planning to catch, and what will we do when we bring in that haul? Have you looked, my friends, at the demographics of your town and your neighborhoods through the conference resource of Mission Insight? That tells you what's going to be happening for the next 10-year trend of this neighborhood in this area. Have you explored what it means to rethink mission, not only as those who live across the oceans, but to those who live across the street? Or if you're really good at being admission to those who are across the street, what about the ones who are over across the ocean? You know, as the provocative cover on this morning's bulletin indicates, and as Jesus taught us so powerfully, there are more fish to catch than we can imagine. But my friends, isn't it a joy-filled gift to just imagine what we could do with all those whom we net when we work together, growing in the love of grace of God and casting our net? Just imagine households right here in Manahawkin and where you live need exactly what you have to offer, the light, love, and joy of Jesus Christ. So throughout the upcoming year, my friends, may we all continue to discover the power and the impact of Jesus' call to each of us individually and corporately to cast our net. We are fishers for Christ. We are called to make disciples. We are called to use our skills and learn new ones. And we are called to throw our nets sometimes on the other side of the boat. Because the fish are biting. And God is hopeful for the catch. Amen. Amen. And amen. Amen.